Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Mohammed Al-Qasim. Joining me is Brian O'Toole of the Atlantic Council and a former senior official at the U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control. A dramatic escalation in the tension between Iran and the West. On Friday, a British oil tanker was seized by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard in the Strait of Hormuz, a key strategic shipping passageway in the Gulf. Tehran said the vessel was violating international maritime rules. The British government is warning, quote, there will be serious consequences if Iran doesn't release the tanker. Tehran claimed the ship was involved in an accident with an Iranian fishing boat after reportedly ignoring the boat distress call. Iranian media says the tanker is being held in a port. Mr. O'Toole, thank you for being with me. What is Iran having to gain from this?
Well, I think this is a tit-for-tat with the British for the ship, the Iranian ship that the British had seized off of Gibraltar, I believe, back several weeks ago, that the British were concerned was headed to Syria, where the British maintain oil sanctions and other sanctions. So it's, I think, just a leverage play to try to get the British to release the Iranian tanker.
How do you read the reaction from Europe and the U.S. so far?
It's been relatively muted. You know, I think the U.S. in particular, you would expect to try to jump down Iran's throat at any opportunity it can get. While the U.S. has put out some harsher word statements, it hasn't been as much of a full-throated kind of blast at Iran as you might have expected. The Brits, I think, understand that there's a certain precariousness here where they have to, you know, be careful with what they say towards Iran, you know, acknowledging that this is kind of a dangerous point for the people on the ship, and they're in a delicate point in trying to negotiate the release.
Are you surprised with the reaction from the U.S. and the Europeans?
No, not really. I think you might have expected the U.S. to be a little stronger, but I think the British in particular have been clearly upset by Iran's action, and I would have expected that to be the case. In the case of the Iranian tanker that the British seized, the British told Iran, if you give us assurances that this won't go to Syria, we'll release it, and the Iranians have been unable to do that, apparently. That lends a certain level of credibility to the British action that just really isn't there for the Iranians. I think the Iranians are probably lying pretty clearly when it comes to the reason that they seized the British ship. And so some of this is going to be working out a little bit in the public eye, but also behind the scenes, the kind of PR to this, right? That the British seizure was legitimate, that the Iranian seizure was not.
You are listening to Brian O'Toole of the Atlantic Council and a former senior official at the U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control. Iran's Foreign Minister Javid Zarif tweeted that the U.K., quote, must cease being an accessory to economic terrorism of the U.S., end quote. He said Iran guarantees the security of the Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz, and insisted its action were to uphold international maritime rules. Are we at a tipping point right now?
I don't see this as a tipping point. I think Zarif is conflating to some extent two different issues. One is the Iranian anger over kind of U.S. withdrawal from the JCPOA and European inability to get Iran the economic relief it was promised under the deal, and this more specific issue of the Iranian tanker being seized, right? I don't think the British would see the Iranian tanker seizure as JCPOA-related activity, and I think Iran is trying to conflate the two, probably for a domestic audience at home.
Do you think that these escalations and the statements back and forth are the way forward? Is this the new way of negotiations between Tehran and Washington?
It's a good question. I think, you know, until the Trump administration proves willing to have credible talks, and the Iranian regime proves willing to do the same, you might see some of the signaling over kind of the general unhappiness with Iran for the nuclear deal in avenues like this. I mean, you know, this isn't the first incident that Iran has perpetrated in the Strait of Hormuz recently, right? You had two different attacks on ships. They tried to seize a British tanker about a week ago. So I think Iran is using this as a signal. It's kind of lashing out at the pressure that the U.S. is putting on, certainly. And it's not like the U.S. has publicly acknowledged any significant negotiations. I think the latest was that Senator Rand Paul might be an unofficial representative, but, you know, I think that strains credulity to believe that he would actually be empowered in a position like that to the extent that he even tried to meet with somebody like Javad Zarif.
Brian O'Toole, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Mohammed Al-Qasim.
No problem.